Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth. And she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven he sighed and said to him, "Ephatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." This is the word of the Lord. Today's meditation on God's word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Saving faith is hungry. Saving faith hungers for Christ. So the Syrophoenician woman, and so you, have looked to him for good things, for healing, for forgiveness, for comfort and hope, for strength, for salvation. You have run to him in times of trouble. You have ignored the scorn and naysayers of the fallen world, and you have clung to Christ. That is what faith does. Her daughter is dying. It is a feeling that no parent should ever know. In Eden, there was no death. Children weren't supposed to die, but death came with sin. Sickness, betrayal, broken hearts, helplessness, despair, they all came with sin. And so it is that all die. But with that fatal curse came a promise as well. Yes, men would die, but a Savior would come. And he would bring life. The Syrophoenician woman believes that she has found that Savior. She falls at his feet, and she begs. Perhaps you have known how she felt. Perhaps you too have felt the crushing burden of your sin. Perhaps you too have been overwhelmed by fear or grief. Perhaps severe illness or even death have touched one that you love, a daughter, a son, a mother, a father, a dear friend. And overcome by your own helplessness, sensible of your own mortality, confessing your sinfulness, your unworthiness even to approach a holy and just Savior, still you have run to him. You have fallen on your knees and prayed, "Lord, have mercy," because that's what faith does. Faith fears, loves, and trusts in God above all things. And God always hears the prayer of the faithful. She is no Israelite. He was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The Lord's sharp response to the woman is not temptation. God indeed tempts no one. Satan alone tempts. For your benefit, that the lives of the saints be a means through which God's grace is manifest to others, that you hear the woman's strong confession of faith, and so be strengthened in your own faith, that she be established In true faith, the Lord tests her. She believes. She trusts in him. His words cause her faith to burn all the brighter. He can heal with a word. So she is glad even to be called a dog, for faith is never proud. Faith confesses unworthiness. Faith hungers for Christ. She is glad even to be called a dog if she can receive of the bread of life. And even a crumb will do. Her answer of faith is met with blessing. Her daughter is healed, but more, her faith is proven true. Jesus is the promised Savior. He alone gives life. She has forgiveness. She has healing of soul. She has eternal life. Learn then, O Christian, from the unworthy Syrophoenician woman. Cling to Christ. He alone can heal. He took the infirmity of all men, their sickness of soul, their sin, your sin, upon himself. He died the death the curse required, and he defeated death, rising to new life, and leaving death, leaving your sins forever buried. Believing in him, trusting in him, his victory is made yours. His life is made yours. Your sins are forgiven. You are reconciled to God. You are made a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And so you are the true Israel of God. Not by the circumcision of the flesh, but by circumcision of the heart. For it is the children of the promise that are counted as the seed. And that his healing come to you as you fall on your knees before his altar. He gives you not crumbs, but the bread that is his holy body and the wine that is his precious blood. Christ is placed in your mouth for you to eat and to drink. You have a place at the Master's table. You join in the communion of the saints. You eat of that life-giving meal of immortality, where God incarnate banquets you on himself, where he unites you to himself. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith is made strong to withstand the tribulation of this life. And dear Christian, beloved of God, you are healed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Today's meditation on God's Word.